From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Pinheiro Zucker reports for the Daily Freeman that Greene County has stopped sending inmates to the Ulster County Jail, though Greene County Sheriff Greg Seely so far won't say why. Last April, the conditions at the Greene Jail at 80 West Bridge Street in Catskill deteriorated to an unsafe level where officials closed the building. Greene County then began sending its inmates to the jails in Ulster and Columbia counties. Ulster County Sheriff Juan Figueroa wrote in an email March 16th, and I quote, "After I took office in January, I contacted the Greene County Sheriff and had a cordial conversation about meeting. The topic of borders was not brought up, and phone numbers were exchanged. In the middle of January, all the Greene County borders were removed and relocated to another jail. I was not notified. I attempted to contact the Greene County Sheriff, who has not responded to my voicemail or returned any calls," end quote. Seely also did not call back a Daily Freeman reporter about this issue. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekosevic reports for Columbia Greene Media that the Greene County Historical Society began March 18th erecting a partial replica of an 1890 barn on the site where fire destroyed a different building 4 years ago. The former Lincoln Center and Lincoln Auction Service building was destroyed in April 2015, and the Historical Society bought the property on Route 9W in Coxsackie 3 years ago for $30,000. The organization also recently bought an 1890 barn from a church-owned summer camp in Earlton that was dismantled, restored, and is now being set up again on the site. The barn was dubbed Meadow Ridge Heritage Barn and will house a hay press from the period. Greene County Historical Society President Bob Haylock said, and I quote, "The barn sat out on Route 81. It was condemned and it needed to come down. We talked to the organization that ran it, and we purchased it for $1, end quote. Fundraising is ongoing, so an opening date for the new barn is not known now. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Michael Grumley reports in Newsday that on March 19th, Governor Andrew Cuomo dropped his proposal to legalize marijuana from the proposed state budget. Democrats campaigned last fall on legalization of recreational marijuana, but faced with a large budget shortfall, they are turning down predictions of $300 million in new tax revenue over 3 years. Cuomo and state lawmakers can't agree on how that money will be spent. If it is not in the budget, then it would have until the end of the legislative session on June 19th if it will be passed this year. Cuomo said, and I quote, "This legislative session, I don't know. I think it was clear early on that the legislative leaders signaled that it was going to be done outside the budget," end quote. He continued, and I quote, "I think the speaker was quite clear that it would be best to do it outside the budget, that it was complicated and it will take time. But after the budget, I'm hopeful in the legislative session that it passes," end quote. Read the full story in Newsday. Columbia Greene Media reports that in the Philmont Village election March 19th, Clarence Speed held on to his job as mayor by just 5 votes. Speed, running on the People's Party line, received 160 votes to 159 for Robin Andrews of the Citizens Party. The trustee election was not as close. Lawrence Ostrander of the Pine Tree Party with 222 votes and Douglas Cropper of the Village Party with 193 votes defeated Heath Liverson with 132 votes running on the Philmont Future Party line. Read all the Columbia County election results at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.